I wanted to share this story with you, and I know, Alex, you've had somebody hit your car before and leave a note or kind of drive off, and I've had that happen, too.
In our building.
Yeah. Did you get that resolved yet?
No.
Are you going to?
I just felt bad. I just felt like I didn't want to ask her to pay for that, so I just let it go. I just have some scuff marks on my car.
Is it too late?
I think it is too late now to say sorry, yes.
All right, well, let me know what you think about this then. A Colorado woman says that she was driving home from work when she spotted an envelope stuck on her car's left side mirror. She then said she noticed a scratch on her back bumper, but there wasn't a note in sight, so she started to drive off, you know, okay, it is what it is, until she noticed her left side mirror needed to be adjusted. Wait a minute, what's going on over there? Well, that's where she found an envelope rolled up in a baggie. She opened it and found an apology note. Not one, but two $20 bills.
Whoa.
And half a joint.
Okay. Now that's an apology I would have accepted.
I was going to see. Is that something you'd be down with? She said, quote, "I was laughing so hard on the way home that somebody took the time to leave me a note and leave me money and half a joint." She said that she will use the $40 to see if she can buff out that scratch.
Aww.
But as far as the half a joint goes, she said, "I'm not a smoker. I'm a runner. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do anything with that." I mean, that's kind of funny, right?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hey, it's Mike again.
Mike from the sound mic from yesterday?
Yeah, sound mic. Y'all know what's going on yet?
No.
What do you mean?
Has anyone else called? I mean, I feel like I'm going mad here.
About the sound you claim you've been hearing for a week or two? No. Do we get anything, producer MYK? Like, did anybody, like, follow up with us?
No.
Okay, yeah, no. Sorry, Mike. Nobody else heard the sound. What was the sound that you heard again?
Oh, gosh. You're going to make me do this again? No, that sounds like a donkey. That's not definitely not the sound. But
you hear it right now again?
It's going on right now. Are you guys near downtown or what?
Yeah, we're downtown, 10th and like Meridian. We're right downtown. I hold on, let's be quiet again. I don't hear anything. I'm taking my headphones off.
Nothing.
Yeah, I don't hear anything. Mike, I'm sorry, but I don't hear anything. Does anybody else listening to the Joe and Alex Show hear the sound of like what a kind of a cat and like a power tool like or a saw like?
I mean, I wonder if it's only downtown or if like other areas can hear whatever he's talking about. But I don't hear anything. We have windows in the studio. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 windows in here. So it happens every day. You're saying at this exact time right now.
Pretty much.
All right.
Kind of reminds me, have you guys ever seen that movie, The Bank Job? Maybe someone's getting robbed right now.
Oh, you think it's like a diversion. Okay. No, Mike, I don't. But thank you for calling in again with a sound update.
Hey, guys, somebody else is on the phone. They say they can hear it.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
Hey, guys. I don't know. I just had to call you because I think I hear that sound that guy is talking about.
You're kidding me. What does it sound like?
It's like, I don't know, it's like an animal in the chainsaw?
What? That's
oh my
exactly
God.
What he was saying.
That's the second person that sounds like an animal, like a cat in a chainsaw.
I don't hear anything.
Okay, what part of town like do you live in?
I live in Southport, and I can hear it like clearly.
I'm shook.
What the hell is going on here? All right, hey, thank you for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I got another call.
Let's see.
All right, hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Good morning, this is Ola.
Ola, hey, what's going on? Have you heard these sounds? We don't hear anything.
Don't hear anything.
Okay, where are you at right now?
I'm at Raymond and Kentucky Avenue.
Where's that? I don't know. Is that downtown?
No, it's out near the airport.
Oh, okay.
Is that in Fishers? I only go to Fishers.
All right, so we've narrowed down that downtown you can supposedly hear whatever this is. Southport, you can supposedly hear what this is. So not, though, by the airport. So it's got to be only within those two areas.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Sam.
Hey, are you hearing anything?
Yeah, I hear it, too.
What is it?
Hold on. Yeah, what are you hearing and where are you located at?
Right. Oh, we love the sound. Got him.
Oh, great.
It was the Loch Ness Monster.
The sound got him.
Good morning, Joe and Alex. Good morning, Joe and Alex. Who's this?
It in the sewer.
Harry.
Harry, where are you at right now?
Indianapolis.
Okay. Are you hearing any sounds? I still don't hear anything.
I do not.
All right.
What the heck?
Then how are some people hearing it? Okay.
But what in the world sounds like a
Thank
cat
you.
In a chainsaw?
I just would assume like some people doing work for the city, but do they even do it this early in the morning?
No, I don't think you do. I think there's like a noise ordinance or something, surely, right? You can't start construction or anything that early, so it can't be construction.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Meredith.
Meredith, where are you at right now listening to the Joe and Alex show?
Speedway. And we can hear that noise in Speedway as well.
What? Well, okay.
What is it sounding like?
Well, it's kind of like an animal, but also like a... it's really loud, too, here in Speedway.
Are you kidding me?
Can you try to record it on your video and, like, tag us on Facebook? Or...
I tried to record it, but it just sounds like static.
What the heck?
Okay, why can't we hear it? Now I'm paranoid. Do you think it's really an animal, or what do you think it is?
I don't know, but me and my fiance have been hearing it for like 2 weeks now.
Oh, 2 weeks now. Jeez.
Yeah, we've been hearing it for a while.
So you hear it? You've heard it for the same amount of time as Mike, then, because he said he's heard it for the last couple weeks. What would it be?
I don't know. Maybe it's an alien.
Do you think it's an alien from the sewer? Do you think it's alien? It's it from the sewer, isn't it?
It's Independence Day coming after us.
Our phone lines are chock full. We've got every phone line.
We need to continue this right now. Let's do a few more.
I mean, I feel like we owe it to the people of Indianapolis. Like, if there's something weird going on, like, we need to bust it, right?
Alex, real quick. And MYK, can you get Alex on our hotline real quick on her phone? Can you go outside real quick and just double check? Just call in on the hotline right now to make sure I'll get these calls.
I don't want to go outside. What if it gets me?
You'll be fine. Liv the Web Girl, go with her. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this? Hello, who's this? Joe and Alex Show. All right, we're going to have to go on to the next person. Hey, good morning. Who is this?
It's Adrian.
Hey, where are you at right now listening to the Joe and Alex Show?
Indianapolis.
Okay. Like, what part, though? North, west, south, east? Where are you at?
South.
Okay. Are you hearing anything, or what's going on?
I kind of hear it, kind of don't.
What do you kind of hear?
An animal with a chainsaw or, like, a buzzsaw.
Oh, my God. Okay. Wow. I don't hear anything. Alex is going outside right now to try to figure this out. Hey, thank you for calling in here. 317-239-1009. Sorry to get us so off topic this morning, but that's random. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. I'm gonna get you locked in there, Jessica, and I'm going to pick up Alex right now. Alex, you're on the phone with Jessica. Jessica, do you hear anything?
No, and I'm in Speedway.
You're in Speedway. Okay. That's so weird. Are you in the west part, like, of the city? Are you in the west or the east side of Speedway?
The west side.
Okay, Alex. Alex is on the phone.
Yes. Hold on. I found somebody who has a construction hat on. Sure. I'm Alex with the Joe Now from Radio Now 100.9. Do you have a construction hat on? What do you do? What do you work on? Because we've had a bunch of calls. People saying they hear a strange noise around downtown in Southport this morning.
I don't work in that area.
You don't work in that area, so you have no idea what the sound could be?
Yeah.
Oh, man, he doesn't know what it could be, and he's got a hard hat on, so I feel like if anybody knows, it would be him, but I feel like, I don't know. Do you hear anything, Liv?
I can kind of hear something, but it's like faint.
It's like I do hear like some sort of hum, but I'm like, could that be the noise that Mike is describing, or would that be just like normal hum of like businesses and cars?
I don't know, Alex, but okay, are you hearing, Liv hears it, are you hearing anything?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, we both hear, like, there's, like, definitely some sort of, like, faint hum. But, I mean, I just feel like, couldn't that just be just the normal, like, noise of cars and, businesses and generators or whatever?
The electricity. Because the calls we were talking about that we were getting from people are saying that they heard, stuff like that.
I feel like if it sounds like what they're describing, which would be a cat and a chainsaw or a power tool or something, like that would be something I would notice. And I don't know that I'm hearing it right here. And we are really close to Angie's List downtown. So maybe it's only like because the further south, the south part of downtown, if it's facing more closer to Southport. But then we've had people in Southport say they can't hear it. So I don't know.
I don't know either. All right, Alex, get back inside safely, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.